Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Yes.
Craigslist missed connections.
Huh? What?
Wednesday.
Huh? I know I forgot to turn my clocks back, but did I forget to turn them back a day? No. Nay, it's a special Wednesday edition of Craigslist Misconnections. Another extra day for you to misbehave after the weekend. Like maybe at the laundromat. Nothing is sexier than the laundromat.
I think there might be a couple sexier things.
It's kind of hot.
Okay.
Yeah. You got some change, you can get a little box of detergent. It's pretty sexy. You came in to help carry what I assume was your mom's laundry out of the laundromat. It had to be your mom, because there's no way an old lady like that's going to be with a fine piece like you.
Wow.
I mean, no disrespect to your mom, of course. Anyway, if you ever need to do laundry again, you know where to find me.
Okay, let's just talk about it. I mean, no disrespect. You are totally do.
You just slammed her mom's.
It's like saying no offense.
Yeah, no offense.
It's always offensive.
Right. No offense, but I'm about to offend you.
Miss Connections.
Question is, does that guy look for her at the laundromat?
Right.
I'm right.
Hey, I need a date. Let me go to the laundromat and peruse.
It's the new grocery store.
Yeah, it is. Cute guy. Outside of QT. About 9 on Friday night, I came into the side door of my local QT, and you were there collecting trash. I said hello, but couldn't quit checking out your sweet can. And by that, I mean your butt.
Well, we didn't think you meant the trash can.
Let's hope.
Missed connections.
Hot neighbor. I have a really all caps hot neighbor. She just moved in next door. I'm so afraid to make a move because she's my neighbor.
Yes.
And as Courtney is already ahead of me, if it goes bad, we still have to live next door to
each
other.
That's right.
However, starting really not to care since she's really hot, all caps. Also, she's from New York. And you know what they say about New York girls. Because I really don't, so that's why I'm asking.
Missed connections.
Jen, what do they say, New York girl?
Oh. You want to get a bagel and some coffee? Let's go to work. In Montauk. Sorry, I only do Long Island accents.
What's the Buffalo accent sound like?
Oh, it's a lot like Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just be this?
Right.
No, I've actually classed it up a little
bit. Have you?
Wow. St. Louis.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Hot cheer coach in Jeff County.
Whoa. That's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you were the cheer coach at my son's school. I've never laid my eyes on a more beautiful red-headed woman in my life.
That is even more specific.
Yeah, there's one of you.
You are so beautiful, and everything about you is perfect from head to toe, but you may want to wear less makeup.
Oh, well.
Everything's perfect, but you may want to wear less makeup.
He could have said that better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I'd love to see you with a more natural look.
Yeah, but then she's thinking naked.
Maybe, you know, in his defense, maybe he did write that, but
he's already edited himself.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let's go for the save here. If you're not attached, just let me know. Too late, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Craigslist missed connections.
Y98 with Courtney, Jen, Kevin, and Lance on a dreary Wednesday. Lots of accidents as well. We'll get to Lance in just a few minutes. Still a lot to do on the show. We have another chance for you to qualify for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree. That's about 8:10. And we still have U2 tickets to give away this morning as well. I saw this story and I thought, this has got to be fake. So I searched and I could not find that it was fake because it seemed just like the most bizarre story ever. When I say bizarre, you guys with kids, you've seen your kids' homework. You've helped them with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is a worksheet that went out, and we've heard about these before, inappropriate worksheets.
Oh, no.
That are sent home. It was sent out in Virginia to middle schoolers, I think sixth graders.
Okay.
It was a class assignment, and it was about families, okay?
Okay.
And the worksheet says just family quiz. For example, what do you call the father of your father?
Your grandfather, or grandpa, or pawpaw. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think
did I get that right?
It's maybe not even your grandfather, but what is the term? Okay.
What do you call? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Clyde. Sorry, that's wrong. What do you call the son of your parents?
The son of your parents, your brother.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, guys, hold
on. Having
a
some difficulty
yeah,
in this.
We are.
It's like the old surgeon. This is not one of those where I'm going to get you. What do you call the woman you're? What do you call the woman you are divorced from?
Oh.
Oh.
That's not even bad. It's an ex-wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What do you call the son of your uncle?
your nephew?
No.
No. Your cousin.
The son?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are having a hard time just answering.
Look, okay.
What do you call a man whose wife has died?
A widow.
Yes. What do you call the family of your husband?
Wait, a widower?
A widower.
A widower. A woman is a widow. A man is a widower. Okay, what was the next one?
What do you call the family of your husband?
In-laws?
Mm-hmm.
My dad calls them the outlaws.
That Paul is crazy. He's just a crazy man.
He still does. Still got it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he does that often, too,
oh,
doesn't
he? Yes.
Okay, here we go. Sixth graders, mind you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What do you call it when a married person has a relationship with someone else?
Oh, an affair. Okay, yeah.
They're like, what?
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. This is your world shattering.
What do you call a married man's girlfriend?
Mistress?
Yes.
What? Why are we?
What do you call the much younger boyfriend of an older woman?
Oh,
what if she's the cougar, he's the what?
Boy toy.
Oh, no. What are we doing here?
What is this?
And then finally, what do you call the much younger and beautiful wife of an older, wealthy man?
Trophy wife?
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
Wow. What?
That's dysfunctional family quiz.
Right. What is this about?
Are they reading Dynasty? Is that why?
Someone's
what's the deal?
It was downloaded from a website, I guess, that gives worksheets to schools. And the parents, of course, when they saw it,
yeah,
the superintendent's not happy. I don't know about if she's going to be reprimanded or not, but people that didn't know the story were like, well, it's got to be like a inexperienced teacher. No, it's a teacher that's been around for years. I bet she didn't even, when she printed this out to give to them.
Didn't read all of it?
I guarantee it.
Because
if you look at the beginning,
yeah,
there's some questions.
Yeah, you
yes,
read the first
good.
Three and you're like, okay, acceptable.
This is good.
No, you have to.
I feel like those last ones were snuck in there. It's like, let's see if anybody uses this.
Right.
She gets an F+ on reading comprehension.
Wow.
Yeah, but how sad we got the last ones correct and missed three on the easy ones.
Yeah, right. You missed cousin.
Wow. Kevin, you should put this up just because it's funny.
Got it. Will do.
Man. 49 now downtown. We'll see a high of 60 today. The rain should end this morning and then fewer clouds later on this afternoon. Lance Hildebrand now. It's the heart of the messy rush hour this morning thanks to all of this rain.
Yeah, and traffic is sponsored by Aldi Messy.
Imagine Dragons and Thunder. We are learning that our new dog, not a fan of the thunder or the rain. This morning he was like, what is this nonsense? I'm not doing this.
Oh, he's cute.
But he's tiny, so I think we could just use puppy pads when it rains.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Maybe.
No name. The no-name dog.
I'm calling him George. I'm hoping that it sticks, but we had a bunch of different names last night. We're still... It still has to be put up to a family vote, but I'm calling him George.
Well, let's recap about what your husband Ryan said last night to the dog.
Oh, right. So he's at work, and the girls at work, I should have Ryan tell you, like, almost started crying when they found out. They're like, oh my gosh, are you going home right now? Are you leaving work early? And he's like, I wasn't going to. They're like, what? You have to go. This is a new member of your family.
Yeah, right.
What if he bonds with everyone else and then you get home and he's like, who are you? So, like, one of the girls at work was almost in tears. She was so excited about this dog. I feel like we need to get toys for this dog. Do you want me to go buy you toys?
Sounds like Ryan works with some very involved coworkers.
Yeah, right.
So, we're all hanging out on the couch. I didn't want this dog on the couch, but that took about 15 minutes to be squashed. He just wants to sit in your lap and snuggle. So Nora's holding him like a baby. And then he, like, walks over to Ryan and he puts his head on Ryan's lap. This dog is 8 pounds, by the way. And this is as big as he's going to get.
It looks like a Paris Hilton dog a little.
I've always had big dogs. I've looked at little dogs and maybe been a little judgy, but now I am that person.
Yeah, I like how every judgy thing you ever had, now you do. Yeah.
Minivan, right. Mini dog, right. Uh-huh. All of it. So Ryan's like, yep, it's just going to be you and me, buddy. They're all going to go up to bed at like 8 o'clock and you and I are going to watch Blues hockey, the Cardinals, some Curb Your Enthusiasm, maybe a little Walking Dead. Like, yep, you and your super manly dog. He's like, he keeps laughing because he thinks his dog is adorable, but he's also...
Oh, come on, yeah.
Like, like Ryan can't walk around with him in a little handbag like Paris Hilton. It's just... It's
I think we need a photo of Ryan sitting on the couch holding his puppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean your dog.
I do have pictures up on Instagram and Facebook of this dog.
Okay.
And he was featured on Channel 5. I can't believe we didn't see him earlier this week, but he was featured on Channel 5. And I saw him on the Humane Society of Missouri's Instagram page. And I was like, what? What is going on? This is what happens when I check Instagram instead of taking a nap, like what I should have been doing. But yeah, he's darn cute.
Well, he's cute. We need to put him on YND8's Facebook page, too.
Yes. And like I said earlier, I tried to videotape the kid's excited reaction, but instead Nora started crying when she saw this dog because she wasn't expecting a dog to, like, jump at her when she walked in the door, and it freaked her out. Started crying. So that won't be posted. The news is brought to you by First Community. Get $100 cash when you refinance your auto loan from another lender to First Community now until the end of the year. See firstcommunity.com for details. Some morning showers clearing by this afternoon and a high of 60. We're still at 49 downtown, and we'll get to the news after Lance takes a look at traffic.
And that's sponsored by Buffalo Wild.
198 with Train, one of our former Mistletoe Show headliners, and this year, five amazing acts taking the stage, the West Community Credit Union stage, Saturday, December 2nd at Family Arena. All-Time Low, John Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls, New Artist Lights, All-American Rejects, and Fitz and the Tantrums. Tickets on sale now, y98.com/mistletoe. Thanksgiving, 8 days away. And I know that you, if you're hosting especially, have probably already put together your menu. There are some Thanksgiving food myths. We talked about one of them yesterday. Stuffed turkey. This is actually a fact. Stuffed turkey can create a health hazard. Many people believe the best stuffing cooks inside a turkey because it stays, you know.
The M word.
Yes. Moist, I'll just say it. All right. But they say when you stuff the bird, it requires more thorough cooking, which increases the chances that you're going to dry the actual bird out in order to cook the stuffing enough. They say instead make dressing. Stuffing is inside the bird, dressing in a casserole dish.
Okay.
My parents' friend works for the health department, and he's always said, do not put the stuffing in a bird. It is not food safe. So that is a myth that is true.
Okay.
Then You have eating turkey. Does it make you sleepy? A lot of people talk about tryptophan. Mm-hmm. But
unless you eat a ton of it, right?
That's the thing. Turkey does contain tryptophan, but so does milk, cheese, beef, pork, chicken, and beans. But you don't hear people talk about taco coma, probably because you don't eat too many tacos. Everybody overindulges in Thanksgiving meals, and that's where your after-dinner sleepiness comes from. Can cranberries cure UTIs?
I've always heard they could.
They say no because most holiday cranberry sauce is highly processed and loaded with sugar, negating some of the health properties. But some research says that cranberries might make life more difficult for bacteria trying to cause an infection, but that research is still early. I've always heard cranberry juice mm-hmm. that's not sweetened. Like you can't buy Ocean Spray cran apple. You have to buy, and it is not a delicious drink just on its own. 100% cranberries with no sugar, and it's difficult to find.
Yeah, where do you find it?
I think you can just find it at the grocery store, but there might be one jar of it, and it's not cheap.
Doesn't sound good either.
No. Ooh. But hey, you don't want to
Go
to the doctor. Try it out. And sweet potatoes, are they healthier? Some people say that they're healthier than regular potatoes. But here's the thing. The comparisons are based on eating regular potatoes and sweet potatoes baked in the skin with no butter, margarine, or extra toppings. So sweet potatoes might be lower in carbs and higher in vitamins than regular potatoes. But when it comes to Thanksgiving, people take the skins off and then you mix them with some brown sugar, butter, and put some marshmallows on top, and all of a sudden they're not healthier.
Well, I don't think anybody that makes that thinks, here's our healthy side dish.
I think some people are like, vegetable, check.
No way.
By the way, a lot of people say, yams, sweet potatoes. What's the difference? There isn't one. Yams are much lower in nutrients. They say if you're truly health conscious, take a day and just splurge. But if you really are trying to stick to a diet, I respect that. Whichever potato you choose, they say eat it plain with the skin on and have no fun.
Oh.
And maybe you should take this into consideration. The one dish chefs say you should never serve at Thanksgiving dinner. It's almost unanimous. Hands down.
Give me some chefs' names that say this.
April Bloomfield.
Don't know her.
Chef at New York City's Spotted Pig. Michael Simon.
Okay.
He's been on Food Network and The Chew.
Is Boyardee on that list?
Some other chef at a restaurant in the South. And Guy Fieri.
All right. They say what?
They say no to the sweet potato casserole.
I like the sweet potato casserole. And my sister makes a sweet potato souffle that's delicious.
Does she put marshmallows on top of it?
I don't know what it exactly is. I know there's brown sugar in it.
I like it without the marshmallows. I actually just like, your basic, you almost make them like mashed potatoes and then put like a candied pecan or some sort of
there's
candied nut on top.
Too, right?
Yes. I like that. I don't like the marshmallows. If there are marshmallows on it, I'm taking those off. But a lot of chefs say it's adding sweet on top of sweet. And they say there are better ways to prepare your sweet potatoes. Michael Simon says there's no texture, no balance, just sweet on top of sweet and soft on top of soft. The premise of the dish frustrates me.
Well, I get the soft on top of soft.
I get your like fancy. Yeah, marshmallows on top. That's why I like the nuts on top. Mm-hmm. Gives it a little bit of crunch.
That was your senior quote, wasn't it? All right. What? Oh, you hit me right in the lip. I didn't even try to shield myself. I'm not afraid of you.
And finally, speaking of Courtney, which relative is most likely to get drunk at Thanksgiving?
That's not me, maybe.
They did a survey, and I'm not going to say which one is surprisingly low on the list.
The aunt or the sister or the daughter?
Aunt and sister, 12% each. Okay. They land at 6 and 7 on the list. Here are your top three. Your brother, 21%.
That's not at my house, no.
One of your cousins, 24%.
Yeah.
Well, you have, I mean, the law of averages. Yeah, you have so many brothers.
Right, exactly.
One of your cousins, 24%. And number one, bring it back, Bobby Moynihan. Drunk uncle, 26%. By the way, you are at number five on the list with 19%. Not you, Courtney.
Courtney
Landrum is number five on the list.
Every list.
No, it's just you in general. You and your dad are tied for fourth place with 19%. So congratulations. Drink up. Thanksgiving is almost here. And Schmig is even closer. 6 minutes away. We have a lot to cover, including people's sexiest man. And I know Courtney bought a pair of Reba McEntire shoes recently.
It was not recently.
5 years ago.
It was like 8 years ago.
We have a new Country Stars clothing line that you're going to be interested in.
Okay. All right.
Right now, Ed Sheeran.
I found a love.
Schmig. And it is brought to you by Dirt Cheap. The holidays are right around the corner, so stock up at Dirt Cheap for all of your get-togethers. Think Dirt Cheap when stocking up for get-togethers. Local domestic import is all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Netflix. Have you watched recently? Well, they don't reveal how many people are watching, but they released a survey of subscribers saying where they watch. They surveyed 37,000 Netflix subscribers in 22 countries. And 67% of Netflix subscribers download and watch their shows on the go. Like 37% of them say they've watched Netflix at work.
What are we doing at work, people?
I think when Making a Murderer came out, that wasn't one that you really needed to keep your eyes on. You could just listen to it. Mm. So I think I was like really into it. And I think I watched one episode while I was doing work on my computer. I listened to it because it's almost like a podcast. 22% say they've cried while watching Netflix in public. I think that's a sign you need to stop. That's almost one in four people. But 12%... say they've, is this a verb now? Netflixing? They've been Netflixing in public bathrooms. 12% is a high number.
In public, not just their own bathroom.
Public bathrooms. So there are 109 million Netflix subscribers, and that means 13 million people have watched Netflix in a public toilet.
Not me.
We are addicted to binge watching shows. Mm-hmm. Courtney bought a pair of Reba McEntire shoes one
Two
time.
Pair.
Two pair?
I think so.
Wow.
Were they fancy?
Brave of you to.
Listen, I didn't even know they were Reba until she brought the box to put them in. And I was like, oh, I almost sent them back. But I didn't.
But they were so comfortable.
They were cute, yeah.
Boot Barn will be selling Miranda Lambert's Idlewind clothing line. At
Boot
a series
Barn.
Of limited trunk shows.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it Idlewild? But hers is Idlewind. Full launch next fall.
Sadly, we have a dress barn.
We
no
do.
Boot
no
barn.
Boot barn. And man, CMA Awards, second place in the ratings this past week. 14.3 million viewers tuning in.
I think they should hire Carrie Underwood and
Brad Paisley
to host of
the Oscars,
like the Oscars
or something.
Right.
Yes. The Emmys.
Yeah, they
something.
Got great chemistry.
Their writers are really good, mm-hmm. too.
They are.
Yeah.
And it's like all musical numbers. A lot. Mm-hmm. Entertaining. Jon Stewart says he and others could have probably done more when it came to Louis C.K., but he said, quote, you give your friends the benefit of the doubt. And when all of these allegations, which the Louis C.K. confirmed, originally came out, Jon Stewart said, like, did I miss something? Was I not looking closely
enough? And we're all looking to blame everyone
but the person
that's doing it.
Yes.
Right. Jon Stewart feels guilty.
Yes.
He didn't do anything. He said that it was the right thing, by the way, for HBO to take him off the special, which airs this weekend. It's for autism. What is it called again?
The Night of a Thousand Laughs.
Night of a Thousand Stars. Night of Too Many Stars.
Yeah.
They already taped it, but it airs this Saturday, and they edited out Louis C.K.'s part. The Talks, Aisha Tyler announced she's out, and they're replacing her with rapper Eve.
Hmm.
And Ed Helms is getting his own show. He used to be on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and then got a little job on The Office and The Hangover and is just, he's going back to TV, getting a one-hour special on Comedy Central called Fake News with Ted Nelms. I think if it's popular, one-hour special, who knows, they might turn it into like a regular show. Online at Y98.com, Taylor Swift surprised fans by going to a Target in Nashville to buy her new album. People freaked out. Lady Gaga had that in her documentary, too, that's on Netflix, 5'2", where she went into a Walmart the day it was released and couldn't see it. So she was asking somebody about it, and he didn't recognize her, even though she was wearing a half shirt, crazy short shorts, these sunglasses inside. And looked like Lady Gaga.
Right. And then you would immediately look at somebody like that.
And then finally, fans realized who she was. And then that guy asked for a picture. I would have said no. Courtney was telling me a little bit more about this story. Chris Martin will guest star as himself on Modern Family. But there are going to be some other stars that are also making cameos.
It's a celebrity encounter episode. So I guess he's talking about when he ran into Chris Martin. Nathan Lane's going to be on that episode as well, but he's always on it. And I love every Nathan Lane. His name's Pep or something.
Yes.
But James Vanderbeek is also going to be on it. And Vanessa Williams, but she's been on it before too.
Yeah.
So James Vanderbeek and Chris Martin, I guess, are these celebrity run-ins.
I know. Can't wait to see it. And Jordan Sparks, by the way, secretly got married over the summer. To a guy that she met earlier this year. And so long, Jason Derulo. She and her husband are expecting a baby. And John Stamos, speaking of babies, said it would be a tragedy if he and his fiance don't have kids.
How old is he?
Older.
You know he's saying that because they're two crazy attractive people.
Yeah.
Right.
Like we would not offer... We would not offer the world the beauty of our...
Right, it would be a tragedy because I'm so good looking.
Pretty and pretty sometimes cancels out.
That's exactly right. And not pretty and not pretty sometimes make a lovely child.
Right.
They really do.
True. If you don't believe us, if they still have the machine, go to Dave & Buster's where they have the machine where you can take a picture of you and your mate and then they morph and show you what your kid would look like.
Well, those are always hideous.
I know. Libby and I did that and she like was upset the whole night.
Yeah, she had a beard.
It was not good.
Celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday to Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
God, I don't know. He seems like he should be old to me.
Look at this photograph.
And he married Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 43.
That's a good guess.
40.
41.
What?
Chad Kroeger is 43.
Yeah!
Win for Courtney. How about Shailene Woodley?
Divergent.
Yeah. Fault in Our Stars. Big Little Lies.
Oh, yeah, right.
She was Jane.
She's a youngin'. I'm going to say she's 26.
27.
Oh, man.
Sniffing around.
I'm
25.
26, Courtney.
Yeah!
See if you can go 3 for 3.
All right. Pressure.
Really, I mean, she's done a lot of work, but best known as Clark Griswold's wife.
Oh, Beverly D'Angelo.
Yes.
Oh,
Clark Griswold's wife, and her first name in the movie escapes me.
Clark and...
Beverly?
No. Well, Beverly D'Angelo is her real name.
She was...
Clark and...
I can't think of
Mrs.
it.
Mrs.
Mrs.
I know she had a thing, though, for a while with Al Pacino.
Yeah, that's true.
She sadly was also an Entourage. Terrible decision on Beverly. I'm going to say she is not age great. 60. 61.
I think a lot older. 68.
Yeah, I'm totally wrong on that.
Ellen Griswold.
Ellen.
Ah. I'm going to say a 67.
66.
Ah. I don't, what did you... Are you playing Aretha?
Wow, you waited a long time to play that Reba song.
Well, we're waiting for Gordy to let us down.
Right. More online at Y98.com, including Pink's Carpool Karaoke and People's Sexiest Man Alive. It is Blake Shelton, spoiler alert. Lance Hildebrand now hoping to do the reverse or the opposite of spoiling your commute. He's going to help you along with another look at the roads.
Finishing strong here at the end of the rush hour? No, we are not. Traffic is sponsored by Buff. What
about us? Congratulations to Beth Kemper out of Mo Fallon. She picked up a pair of tickets to see U2 when they come to town May 4th at the Scott Trade Center. Tickets go on sale Monday, but another chance to win tomorrow morning on the show. All right, we all love coffee on the show, except for Lance. Lance is not a coffee drinker. I don't know if he...
I drink it occasionally, yeah, usually on the weekends.
You're more of a soda drinker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
But I have a little coffee trivia for you. Even Kevin has jumped to the coffee
side. Bandwagon, yes.
And you drink it without anything in it, right?
Right, yeah. You know,
almond milk, right?
Almond milk, a little bit of that, but I'll drink it straight. And
for a guy that went from no coffee and had to have water sweetened.
Yep.
Right.
I'm seriously.
Yeah, it grew on me because, I mean, I used to, it was like basically here's a cup of sugar with some coffee, and then I cut the sugar out, and it's a good beverage.
I'm impressed. All right, so I'll have a couple questions. You tell me if it's true or false.
Okay.
All right? There's supposedly, I feel like if you're asking a question, supposedly shouldn't be in there, but whatever.
It's supposedly.
Supposedly, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, teachers. There's supposedly a Starbucks cup in every scene of the movie Fight Club.
False.
That sounds so bizarre. I'm going to say true.
Lance?
Never seen it, so I'm going to guess and say false.
It's true.
Ah. Whoa. Was there a reason
David
behind it?
David Fincher told Empire Magazine that there's at least one in every shot. He said Starbucks was in on it and donated the cups. I think he's like one of those people that like to see if anyone notices.
Yeah, what's that
things.
Called? Yeah. A little
egg.
Yeah,
Easter egg.
Is that the second rule of Fight Club? Afterwards, you go to Starbucks?
Apparently.
Right.
If I were Starbucks, I wouldn't want to be in every scene.
I think advertising is advertising.
Yeah. Yes.
Because, you know, once somebody watches it, they may have a craving to go to Starbucks and not know why.
Uh-huh.
President George Washington invented the first instant coffee.
True.
Yeah, you know, I even went to that exhibit on him a couple of years back at the St. Louis, History Museum. It was fascinating.
Sounds fun.
But I don't think he was a coffee grower. He was more of a beer guy. So I'm gonna say false.
Man, that was a long time to answer.
Sorry, I was thinking about it.
And you're right, Kevin.
Hey.
You went to the exhibit.
I know.
I think you would remember seeing something about his instant coffee. It actually was a guy named George Washington, but not the same one. Oh. It was called Ready Coffee. Soldiers drank it during World War I.
So technically Jen and I were right too. It wasn't just the George Washington.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll give you
Half a point
if it matters that much to you.
It does.
The guy who owned the oldest cat on record put coffee in its food.
False.
True.
I think it would...
True.
It's true. The cat's name was Cream Puff.
Yeah.
It was born in 1967 and died in 2005.
What?
At the age of 38.
Holy cow. But not too much coffee.
No, listen,
you're going to kill it.
Before that, the same guy owned the former oldest cat in the world.
Man.
And put coffee in its food, too.
How much coffee does it say?
It doesn't.
But I feel like we're going to have a bunch of cats overdosing on coffee today.
Or he's just a weird guy and is a liar.
Yeah, right.
You know? Like, once the record for that. All right, and then Jenna loved this one. Before we said cup of Joe, people used to say cup of Jamoke.
You big Jamoke. Oh, I hope it's true. Cup of Jamoke.
False.
I'm going to say it's true.
It's true.
Oh! Yes, cup of Jamoke. Right.
Now you can use it again. It was the nickname in the late 1800s. It's a combination of Java and Mocha.
Oh.
So
Jamoke. I wonder if Kim Tucci from the Pasta House knows that, because that's his go-to. Yeah. Like, if somebody's just
a fool,
he calls him a jamoke. Uh-huh. And I started saying it. People, I'm trying to.
You're trying to bring it back.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
And not make it up, because it's not like fetch.
Right.
It's been a part of history.
Yes.
I think we can do it.
I think so, too.
We got to use it more.
And I just saw today on TMZ, Jennifer Lopez has a new Starbucks cup. It's covered in crystals. Apparently, her manicurist asked this woman, this designer, to make one as a birthday gift for Jennifer Lopez. The woman who made it thought it was a joke, but it was true. And now a bunch of people want their own covered with Swarovski crystals. By the way, Jennifer Lopez's cost $585.
How does it look?
It's expensive. Shiny Starbucks cup.
Yeah.
And it has her initials, J-Lo.
No, and now
in
her,
crystals.
Her new one is, what are they calling it? J-Rod.
That sounds a lot like something else. All right. Lance Hildebrand with a final look at traffic.
Sponsored by Shop and Save. Thanks to friend.
198, it's the morning show with Courtney, Kevin, and Jen, and the worst toys of 2017, according to World Against Toys Causing Harm, or Watch. It's their top 10 list of the most dangerous toys.
Anything on the list that you were thinking about buying?
No. No. Well, thinking about buying, we already have some of them.
Oh, you do?
Uh-oh.
What? Fidget spinners on the list.
Why?
A specific brand.
Choking.
Kip Brothers. Yeah. Yeah, small parts can be a choking hazard. Okay. Yeah, there are different things that pop off of this fidget spinners. And yeah, kids
put them in
still
their
put things in their mouths. Bad idea. They say, by the way, the Toy Association says that the list is needlessly frightening because they have rigorous safety standards. And they criticized the organization for not testing the toys. But the group said the Pull-Along Pony by Tolo Toys is marketed for children over the age of one, but it has a 19-inch cord. They say we don't need a testing lab to know it's a strangulation and entanglement hazard.
Okay.
Also on the list, you have Hallmark's Disney-themed Itty Bitties. It's a plush stacking toy for babies. It was recalled over the summer because of fabric pieces that babies could choke on, but they said you can still find it online because a lot of places don't monitor for recalls.
Okay. Mm.
Razor USA's Jets heel wheels. You strap them onto your kid's shoes to turn them into improvised roller skates. That's not the most dangerous part. They include real sparking action.
That sounds awesome.
It does. But they say it's a burn risk.
Mm-hmm.
Slackline is a tightrope-like device by Brand 44 that's meant to be anchored between two trees, but the watch group says it can lead to severe injury and death. Listen, my kid almost lost his vision with an acorn.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Stuff's going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nerf's Zombie Strike, though, the crossbow, poses the risk of eye and face injuries because it uses a pressurized pullback lever to shoot soft projectiles.
Well, that would be every Nerf gun.
Yeah, right.
Marvel's Spider-Man drone, same thing, eye and other bodily injuries because they have multiple rotating blades. And I saw a lot of girls, what?
Is it knives?
No, it's a sword.
Oh, it is a sword? Oh,
Mattel's Wonder Woman sword.
What's wrong with that?
A lot of girls dressed up as Wonder Woman for Halloween. This is like, this looks like a real size sword, okay, not like a kid's sword.
What
they
is it
said
made of?
Potential to cause blunt force injuries.
Oh, it's probably hard plastic.
Hard plastic.
Versus the Nerf
stuff. It's pretty big. You get a little kid swinging that thing around. I don't.
Didn't you get hit with a baseball bat?
No, I broke a finger protecting a child from dodgeball when I was a camp counselor.
No. I'm talking about one of your kids. Didn't you get hit in the head with something?
I don't remember.
You did.
It could have been because of the injury.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.